Part 1. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
He's sitting at the table.
B.
He's walking around the office.
C.
He's straightening up the desk.
D.
He's lowering the blinds.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
The shop clerks are signing some forms.
B.
The men are trying on shirts and jackets.
C.
The merchandise has been put on display.
D.
The employees are folding the clothing.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A. They're ordering drinks. B. They're finishing a meal. C. They're raising their cups. D. They're serving refreshments. Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
The fruit is being packed into crates.
B.
Shoppers are walking through the market.
C.
People are shopping for boots.
D.
Customers are emptying their bags.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
She's handing out papers.
B.
She's leading a tour group.
C.
She's purchasing a book.
D.
She's holding some reading material.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
The performer is changing into a suit.
B.
Some photographers are packing up their gear.
C.
Some lights are mounted on stands.
D.
The people are working in a video store.
Go on to the next page. Number 7. Look at the picture marked number 7 in your test book. A.
A sign is being posted along the roadway.
B.
The van is backing into a parking space.
C.
People are getting on the bus.
D.
A billboard is mounted over the road.
Number 8. Look at the picture marked number 8 in your test book. A. A line of trucks is parked along the street. B. Workers are stacking building materials. C. The vehicles are driving through the park. D. Boxes are being loaded on the trucks. Number 9. Look at the picture marked number 9 in your test book. A.
They're carrying some wood.
B.
They're holding onto the railing.
C.
They're looking out across the harbour.
D.
They're strolling along the boardwalk.
Number 10. Look at the picture marked number 10 in your test book. A.
He's filing a document.
B.
He's holding open the cover.
C.
He's posting a notice on the wall.
D.
He's putting the copies in order.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Number 11.
I'm considering requesting a transfer to another branch.
A.
When were they transferred?
B.
One of our suppliers in Spain.
C.
Why would you want to leave?
Number 12.
Have you looked at the latest research by the marketing department?
A.
No, they don't.
B.
Not yet, actually.
C.
The market is open late.
Number 13.
Why don't we meet for lunch after the seminar?
A.
Sure, that's a great idea.
B.
Yes, the morning meeting went rather well.
C.
No, I haven't tried that restaurant yet.
Number 14.
I'd like to book a table for 7 p.m. tonight.
A.
How many are you in your party?
B.
I haven't read it yet.
C.
Checkout time is 10 in the morning.
Number 15.
Would you prefer to go to the hotel by taxi or by bus?
A.
The tax forms will be due soon.
B.
On November 3rd.
C.
Bus would be fine.
Number 16.
What does your company manufacture?
A.
To increase production.
B.
Kitchen appliances.
C.
Along the assembly line.
Number 17.
How soon can I see the doctor?
A.
Before the end of the week.
B.
Yes, you certainly can.
C.
Dr. Hill pointed out the problem.
Number 18.
Didn't you travel on business recently?
A.
Yes, to Sydney, Australia.
B.
Once or twice a year.
C.
How was the flight?
Number 19.
When do you expect the shipment from Oxford Manufacturing?
A.
In the shipping and receiving department.
B.
Directly from the factory.
C.
By the end of the week.
Number 20.
How far is a theater from here?
A.
The show was very entertaining.
B.
About 10 of the performers.
C.
It's a 20-minute drive.
Number 21.
Would you mind checking these financial figures for me?
A.
No, it isn't mine.
B.
Yes, a checking account.
C.
Sure, I can look them over.
Number 22.
The produce in the market looks very fresh.
A.
In the new marketing study.
B.
Yes, it's all grown locally.
C.
Just some light refreshments.
Number 23.
Do you know whose sports car is parked in front of the store?
A.
For over an hour.
B.
A compact car.
C.
It belongs to a customer.
Number 24.
When was the last time Mr. Nakata was in London?
A.
During the next year.
B.
To Sydney this time.
C.
It seems like ages ago.
Number 25.
Who'll be presenting awards at this year's company banquet?
A.
It's the top draw.
B.
The firm's founder.
C.
Mr. Trell said so.
Number 26.
Are you ready to leave, or do you need more time?
A.
No, I already left it with them.
B.
I could use a few more minutes.
C.
Yes, one more time should be enough.
Number 27. Why is the corporate retreat held at Mount Cedar every year? A.
Not very often.
B.
It's a company tradition.
C.
On a hiking trip.
Number 28.
Weren't you planning to take a vacation sometime this month?
A.
Probably not that long.
B.
No, Ms. Lee was head of the planning committee.
C.
Yes, but I decided to postpone it.
Number 29.
Did you enjoy your trip to Hong Kong?
A.
I sure did.
B.
Yes, I agree.
C.
A discount airline.
Number 30.
We updated the website about 2 weeks ago, didn't we?
A.
It's currently available online.
B.
We sold out of them already.
C.
Actually, it's been over a month.
Number 31.
What did Mr. Barrows call you about?
A.
The budget analysis.
B.
It's about a quarter after.
C.
On the telephone.
Number 32.
The facility is due for an inspection, isn't it?
A.
To meet safety regulations.
B.
Yes, we will be notified any day now.
C.
Some government officials.
Number 33.
Did any of the applicants stand out above the others?
A.
Yes, we mailed them out yesterday.
B.
According to our quality standards.
C.
Ms. Chen impressed us the most.
Number 34.
Who's that woman over there talking to Mr. Ling?
A.
One of his clients.
B.
I don't think so.
C.
To give his approval.
Number 35. Does our logo stand out enough in this design?
A.
It ought to be a bit larger.
B.
An outstanding design firm.
C.
No, we're almost out.
Number 36.
Can I bring you anything from the supply room?
A.
I could use some ink for my printer.
B.
No, the hotel is fully booked.
C.
Yes, at the gift shop next to my office.
Number 37.
What's the quickest way to get to the bank?
A.
According to the accountant.
B.
Make a right turn at the next signal.
C.
I finished my work quickly today.
Number 38.
Could you give me a hand organizing these documents?
A.
In the filing cabinet.
B.
Sure, I'm happy to help.
C.
No, I couldn't find another copy.
Number 39.
What's been keeping you so busy lately?
A.
We keep them in the supply room.
B.
I'm conducting an efficiency study.
C.
Sure, I'm free all afternoon.
Number 40.
How will the delegates get to the convention center?
A.
By shuttle bus.
B.
For 3 days.
C.
About 60.
Part 3. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Rob Chalmers from The Times. I'm researching an article on innovative marketing strategies, and I was hoping to speak to someone about your company's campaign for the Sensibility line of perfumes and fragrances.
Our public relations manager usually handles media interviews, but she's on vacation until next week. Could you call back then?
I'm afraid that will be too late. The story's being published in this weekend's edition.
In that case, I'll put you through to Karen Orzabal. She's the manager in charge of the Sensibility brand. Please hold for a moment.
Number 41. What is the topic of the conversation? Number 42. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 43. Who will the man speak to next? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Kelly, did you get a chance to confirm our departure time?
Yes, I just checked the railroad's website. Unfortunately, there's some kind of problem on the track and our train has been delayed by about 1 hour. Our departure is now scheduled for 3 o'clock.
Oh, that's bad news. It's a 2-hour ride to Allendale. The appointment's at 5, right? We might not make it on time.
I already talked to Dr. Peterson about it. I had to call anyway to ask how to get to his office. I let him know we'd be about 30 minutes late for our meeting.
Number 44. When was the train originally scheduled to depart? Number 45. Why is the man concerned? Number 46. Why had the woman planned to call Dr. Peterson? Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
It'll take us quite a while to pack up our records and equipment and transfer it all to our new office on Wednesday.
You're right. Maybe we should consider hiring a moving company to do it for us.
Good idea. That would free up a lot of time, which we could use to finish up the monthly report by the deadline on Friday.
Okay. I'll call Robert at the head office this afternoon and ask him if it's within our budget. If so, we can make the arrangements with a moving company tomorrow morning.
Number 47. What are the speakers planning to do? Number 48. When must the monthly report be completed? Number 49. What does the woman say she will do later today? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I've been reading a great new book that I think you'd like. It has a lot of information about some of the leading companies in the computer industry. It really goes into a lot of depth about what makes each company successful.
Great. I'm flying to Mount Murdoch for vacation next week, so it'd be nice to have something I could read on the plane. I don't have much technical knowledge about computers, though. Does the book use a lot of complex language that I might not understand?
No, it's more about the people that founded and run the companies themselves. It focuses on the lives of people who've started businesses in the computer field throughout different times in their careers. I'm almost finished. I'll let you borrow my copy for your trip.
Number 50. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 51. Why is the man concerned? Number 52. What does the woman offer to do for the man? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling about the photo viewing software for my new PX6 digital camera. When I tried to install it, my computer gave me an error message and I'm not sure what to do.
I'm sorry, but this is the sales department. You'll need to contact our support center.
Oh, the packaging said this number was for questions about your company's products.
Well, the sales staff can answer questions about product designs, prices and so forth, but it sounds like you have a technical problem. Hold on a moment, I'll connect you to technical support.
Number 53. What is the woman asking about? Number 54. What does the man imply? Number 55. What does the man offer to do for the woman? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Rachel, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you to drop off an order of flowers to a customer while you're out on your lunch break today.
Sure, Donald. I plan to go to lunch right after I finish these flower arrangements. Is there something wrong with the company delivery van?
No, John is using it right now, but this customer called right after he left and said she needs the flowers by 2 o'clock. I don't think John is going to make it back here soon enough.
Oh, all right. Well, I should have the floral arrangements finished at 1 o'clock, so I can leave right after that.
Number 56. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 57. What does the man say about the van? Number 58. What does the woman suggest will happen at 1 o'clock today? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Sarah. I wanted to ask you how much progress you're making with your part of the work for the research committee, but I didn't see you at this morning's conference.
Well, unfortunately, it's taking longer than I'd expected. In fact, I'm starting to get a little concerned about finishing by the deadline. That's why I wasn't in the office this morning. I needed more time to work on our assignment.
In that case, you'll be happy to hear the news. Mr. Windsor announced at the meeting that the project deadline has been pushed back to Friday.
Oh, that's great news. I shouldn't have any problem finishing up by then.
Number 59. What are the speakers most likely discussing? Number 60. What is the woman worried might happen? Number 61. What did Mr. Windsor announce? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Penny, I'm supposed to work the dinner shift next Saturday and Sunday, but some friends are visiting from out of town that weekend. Could you fill in for me on either of those nights?
I can come in on Sunday night, but I already have plans for Saturday. You might try asking Peter, though. I overheard him saying that he's looking for extra work.
All right, thanks. Taking Sunday off my hand helped me a lot. You wouldn't happen to know Peter's phone number, would you? I'd like to ask him about it as soon as possible.
Actually, he's working today. He's in the storeroom checking in a produce delivery.
Number 62. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 63. How will the woman help the man? Number 64. What will the man probably do next? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Habsburg. This is Carol Singh calling from the Springfield Community Center. I got your message asking about using our facility for your convention in March. I'm sorry I couldn't call you back sooner. I was away on vacation last week.
Thanks for getting back to me. Yes, I wanted to make sure there would be adequate seating capacity. There'll be about 400 company employees at the convention.
That shouldn't be a problem. We have three separate facilities and can accommodate small events with fewer than 100 people and large events with up to 1,000 attendees.
Number 65. What is the purpose of the woman's call? Number 66. How many attendants are expected at the event? Number 67. What does the woman say about the facilities? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling to reserve a large moving truck for the weekend of June 2nd.
I'm afraid all our large trucks are booked then. It's a very busy time, so they have to be reserved well in advance. We do have some smaller trucks available. If one's not enough, you could rent two, although that would be a little more expensive than a large one.
I have too much furniture to fit in one, and I'd rather not pay for two. I'll try calling another mover instead.
I understand. Let us know if you change your mind.
Number 68. What is the problem with the large trucks? Number 69. What does the man propose? Number 70. What does the woman decide to do? Go on to the next page. Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
Shelton Inns are the ideal accommodation for busy business travelers. With airport and downtown locations in major cities across the country, we offer convenience at unbeatable rates close to anywhere you do business. All our hotels feature comfortable rooms, free wireless internet, complimentary newspapers, and access to a full range of business services that can be used at your leisure. To enjoy even more benefits, join the Shelton Inn Premium Guests Club. For an annual fee of only $75, you'll receive exclusive members' privileges, plus discounts on rates and fares from our partners Hirsch Rental Cars and Avernus Airlines. Visit us at sheltoninns.com today to learn more.
Number 71. What is being advertised? Number 72. What can be inferred about the advertised business? Number 73. What advantage of membership is mentioned? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following speech.
It is my pleasure to introduce to you Erica Tanabe, who will present the award for Best Feature-Length Animated Film. Erica is perhaps best known for playing the lead role in Cassandra's Crossing, directed by Phil Lee. She has also won critical acclaim for her work on the stage in the theatre production of Dante Hennessy's play Tropics Green. Her current work is as the voice of multiple characters every Saturday morning on VLCN TV's new hit animated children's programme Fuzzy and Friends. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Erica Tanabe.
Number 74. What is the main purpose of the speech? Number 75. Who most likely is Erica Tanabe? Number 76. What is mentioned about Tropics Green? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following introduction.
Good evening. You're listening to the Alan Handy Show on KKBL Radio Chicago. My next guest is award-winning concert pianist Mei Chen. We'll be discussing Ms. Chen's new autobiography, Reflections on a String. In her book, Ms. Chen shares her memories of growing up in Hong Kong and of how music affected her life in her early childhood. The book also chronicles her career from her earliest piano lessons to her experiences during her recent international concert tour, which took her from Sydney to London last year. During our discussion, we'll be taking call-in questions from our local Chicago listeners. Now let's welcome to our program, Mei Chen.
Number 77. Where is the radio station based? Number 78. Who is being introduced? Number 79. What is discussed in Mei Chen's new book? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
The bus will shortly be arriving at the Rathbone Sculpture Garden. It's the country's largest outdoor sculpture collection, with work ranging from ancient statues to abstract modern pieces. This portion of the tour will be unguided, so you're free to explore on your own. After disembarking, proceed to the group entrance beside the front gate and present your tour ticket there. You may take pictures anywhere within the grounds, but smoking and cell phones are prohibited. At a regular walking speed, it should take about 60 minutes to see everything. We'll be spending 90 minutes at this stop, so you have time for a break at the Hardin Coffee Shop if you like. Please return to the bus in the main parking lot by 2:45.
Number 80. Where is the speaker? Number 81. What are the listeners asked to do? Number 82. How long will the listeners stay in the facility? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following recorded message.
Thank you for calling the Prescott Bank Credit Card Division. Please stay on the line for the next available representative to take your call. To ensure that your call is taken as quickly as possible, please select the appropriate option from the following menu. To report a lost or stolen credit card, press 1. To request account information, such as confirmation of payment, recent transactions, or account balances, press 2. If you received a Prescott Bank credit card in the mail and would like to activate it, press 3. If you are not a Prescott Bank customer, but would like to inquire about starting a new savings, checking, or credit account, press 4. Otherwise, stay on the line and a representative will be with you shortly.
Number 83. Why does the message suggest choosing from a menu? Number 84. What does pressing 3 enable a caller to do? Number 85. What can a caller do without entering a number? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Good morning, everyone. As you know, some members of the budgeting department will be stopping by tomorrow morning to make an assessment of our project. When the committee arrives, Ms. Chase will greet them in the reception area. She'll give them a brief tour of our research facilities and then bring them up to the conference room on the third floor for the meeting. Mr. Tanaka will begin the meeting by presenting his report on our progress, including current project timelines, potential delays, and estimated completion dates for each project phase. Next, Ms. Gould will present a cost analysis and the results of her efficiency study. Then, I'll submit our written proposal for next quarter's budget right before we break for lunch.
Number 86. Who will visit the listeners tomorrow? Number 87. Who will start the meeting? Number 88. What does the speaker say he will do at the meeting? Go on to the next page. Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
The main item on the agenda for today's meeting of the Brockdale City Council is the tramline repairs on Evenson Street. In order to minimise disruption of traffic, the repair work is being done overnight. However, we've received complaints from a residents' association about the amount of noise generated. To address their concern, we've discussed the matter with the contractors and developed a revised schedule that will limit disturbances between midnight and 4 a.m. Councillor Joey Gattaso will now describe the proposal in more detail, then answer any questions you have. We'll conclude with a vote on whether to move forward with the suggested changes.
Number 89. Who is the speaker addressing? Number 90. Why have residents been complaining? Number 91. What will the listeners do next? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello, Ms. Cooley. This is Richard Gray at Plethora Supplies. I'm replying to your phone message about an order for 2 desk lamps that you faxed to us yesterday. I've looked through all the order forms we received in the past couple of days. However, I was unable to find yours, so it seems that your fax never arrived. Could you resend the order by fax or through our website before the end of the day? I'll make sure your items are shipped by overnight mail at no extra charge so that you'll receive them as soon as possible. Please call me if you have any questions.
Number 92. What did Ms. Cooley do yesterday? Number 93. What is the problem? Number 94. What does the speaker offer to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement.
Excuse me, everyone. Has anyone here parked a red station wagon in the alley behind the office? A sanitation department worker just came by and said that they can't get their truck through the alley because of this car. It's going to be towed soon if it's not moved immediately. I don't think any of our employees would have parked back there, but it might belong to a customer or visitor. Please ask around, and if you find the owner, tell them they'd better get back to their vehicle as soon as possible.
Number 95. Where is the announcement being made? Number 96. What is the problem? Number 97. What does the speaker request that listeners do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following report.
People are celebrating all over town as Colonia has been chosen as the site of the 29th Club Football World Championship Series. The announcement came just 45 minutes ago from the Club Football Association's headquarters in Amsterdam. Colonia competed against Broadburg, Valoria and Santa Volta for the honour of hosting the series. Mayor Bridget Hurley campaigned hard for Colonia's selection, saying the event would stimulate development and speed the recovery of the city, which is still rebuilding after the devastating earthquake 3 years ago. The mayor will be making a statement in a few moments, and to cover that, we now go to Carl Garland, reporting live from City Hall.
Number 98. Where is the Club Football Association based? Number 99. Who is Bridget Hurley? Number 100. What happened in Colonia 3 years ago, according to the report? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to part 5 in your test book.